So once you've seen the same games, the same repeats, the same words, the same con artists, the same Jezebels, the same Delilahs, the same script, the same corporate games, the same family games, the same in-law games, the same outward show, look at me, fake reality games, the same games from the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the cults, the isms. Once you've seen all of it, and the BS of the average person you rub shoulders with, who are really just trying to get something off of you. They never want to give. They always want to take, you know. I've had a few people in my life want to give, you know, online, two or three that want to give, but most want to take. And so once you've heard and seen and played and watched and observed and experience the same games over and over 1,000 times, you get to a point and you say, well, what's the whole purpose of being here? I see the games. I have to put up a boundary. And then sometimes I have to put up like 5 boundaries and 10 boundaries, depending on who it is. What is the game? I mean, what do you do if you see the game? Do you just jump off a bridge? No. You do what you enjoy. You do what you like to do. You try to help others because you don't answer to people, you answer to God. And you can pick things to do to help other people that you get paid to do. And you take 10% of that check every week and you invest it, or you put it in a 401k, or you let some app invest it for you. And you invest in your health. You invest in your wisdom and your knowledge and study psychology and study mind control and mind games, because you're in a mind control system. If you can study your health, your mental health and all that, buy your bike, exercise. I got some kind of, I had a rider in the back of my car. And ever since they got out of here, it's got a weird smell. I don't know if they left something under the seat or what, but I gotta check it. I've had them do that before. I had this bad smell in the car, and I looked everywhere. And I finally reached my hand under the seat, and I found this bag rolled up. And it was the worst smell I've ever smelled. I don't know if it was hash, marijuana, some kind of weird drug or what, but it was the worst stinking smell I've ever smelled in my life. I had to drive around for a week with the windows, and I finally said, I gotta find it, something in this car. And sure enough, somebody put something under the back seat. Some crazy people out there. And the kids that did it, I know who did it because it smelled like them. I thought their smell getting in the car, they were like 18 years old or 17, and picked them up. And it was 2 black guys, and they were back there. I don't know what they were doing, but you could tell they were up to no good, you know. Some crazy stuff in this world. Crazy world. Selfish people. So what do? When you played the game, you've seen the con game and the banks and the corporations with rideshare, even though Lyft has become a better rideshare than Uber. They treat people better than Uber. It's really amazing how things have shifted. Uber has gone over to just greed. Total greed. It's wild. I will use Uber like when I need to get a ride real fast. Or I need $20 or something. But yeah, Uber is ridiculously off the roof nowadays. All corporations end up greedy. And then they rise up and then they crash. Because it's not about the people. It's not about the country. It's about money, profit. I got this dream catcher lady behind me. She's trying to catch some dreams. Receive some thoughts from people. Ain't they got nothing better to do? Ain't they got their own life to worry about? Why are they trying to get dreams from other people? What about their own life? It's funny, ain't it? That tells you everything you need to know right there. They want to know about everybody else so they can manipulate people. They can't create their own stuff. They have to vampire off of other people. The wild, wild west. So what you gotta do is once you see what you're in and see how evil this place really is, you gotta do your own stuff. Focus on your health, your exercise, sleep, nutrition. Whatever it takes to and disconnect from those. And once you see the red flags, start disconnecting. I don't care if it's your family. I don't care who it is. Start disconnecting because you know if they hate themselves, they hate you. You might say, well, how do you know if they hate yourself? Hate yourself? Look at their habits. Look at their habits. If they had bad habits towards themselves, then they're gonna have bad habits towards you. Oh, and the manipulation, and you know, people, a lot of times people try to get you to, especially, let's say, and I've seen this 1,000 times. If a woman thinks that you're in love with her, she's going to try to manipulate you. Well, he loves me, so he'll do what I need him to do. And she's telling her friends, look, I can get him to buy me lunch. And I'm just sitting here like a queen bee. And I ain't cooking for him, but I'm buying him. He's buying me lunch. And then eventually, he sees the game, that it ain't real life. It's just using views. And he walks away. And they think they're going to get by with it. Think you can't see them. They think you can't see them. And they think it's fun. And they're playing two or three at the same time. And then when you finally walk away and see the game for what it is, they're like, man, they lost something that they wish they never lost. But comes a point where it's too late, too much, and too late. Too much and too late. I just came out of the grocery store and I said, you know, they don't train us to be cashiers and how to scan and do checkout properly. But if we miss an item, we go to jail. The guy laughed, you know. And, there's certain things in life that they're slowly boiling the frog. And that's what I'm saying. These love scams are trying to boil the frog. If it's not reciprocal, it's time to get out, jump ship. if it's not reciprocal, when you see some land, so you're in the ship, you know. Everything's a ship. Relationship. So when you see some land over there, say, okay. When they go down in the bottom of the boat, go to sleep or whatever, I'm jumping ship and I'm swimming to that island over there. You gotta jump ship sometime, people. Because if you don't, they will try to mess, do mind control on you. And don't think it's just the Jesuits and the high level, the Freemasons and the MK Ultra. This started in Genesis 3. The devil deceived Eve and did mind control on Eve, and Eve tried to do mind control on Adam, but Adam was not in the deception. And so don't think Genesis 3 is not happening now. The MK Ultra mind control is Genesis 3 on a whole new level happening right now. It's the same. The world, the flesh, probably they dangle the apple out there. The world, the flesh, pride. If you bite the apple, you go into mind control, fake reality bubbles. Don't think it ain't happening.